Hello, my name is Taylor Darcy. I am a California licensed attorney. I have been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs since before many of you were born. My parents were serial entrepreneurs, so I have a unique insight into their struggles, living it as a teenager, as well as growing up. They started out as carpet cleaners. One of the many things that they've did, they vinyl repair and upholstery repair. And so I've seen firsthand the struggles they went through. Now, I tell you that because I went to school with the purpose of helping businesses like my parents. And what does that mean for you? I have an MBA in financial management and a Juris Doctor from California Western School of Law with a emphasis in business law. So this is my introductory episode to the podcast. And today we're going to talk about your business and where you're headed with it. And the purpose is to get you started in the right way and in a way that will help you have a prosperous business. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is beginning with the end in mind. This was actually a line by Stephen Covey, and it has to do with what are your goals in starting a business? Is it to become self-sufficient? Is it because you had no other options? Is it because you wanted to create lasting wealth for you and your family? You really want to dive into your why. Why are you starting a business? Because it's not easy. And if you don't have your why firmly in place, you will struggle when the times get difficult. Statistics show that up to 75% of all businesses end within the first 5 years. Now, that doesn't mean that all businesses end within the first 5 years, but it means a lot do. So my goal is to help you to make decisions and build your business in a way that you can last beyond those 5 years. We're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about how to be successful. We're going to have guests, and we're going to have opportunities for you to really think about your successes and your struggles, because every entrepreneur has rose-colored glasses when you're starting a business, before you start it or even during, and you're enjoying all of this fun new stuff like getting a name and a logo and getting a trademark or getting a legal entity like an LLC or a corporation or a partnership. And those are all fine. And some of you may even do a business plan. I've done a business plan. But the reality is that without your goals in mind, for instance, do you want to have tons of passive income? Is that what your goal is? You can't decide what you want to do or how you're going to get there if you don't know what you're going to do, because you won't know if you've hit those goals. And so one of the best things that I can tell you is to sit down and come up with the goal. If it's to spend more time with your family, great. That doesn't necessarily happen in the first couple of years, but if you do it the way that many have done it before, think Sean Cannell from Think Media, think about Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, Russell Brunson. These are all names that you should be thinking about while you're building your business. And the reason why is because they've built successful businesses. And Sean Cannell likes to say success leaves footprints, right? You can look at them and see what they've done and see how they've been successful and help your business to be successful as well. Do you want to learn from someone who has never built a successful business in their life? Or do you want to learn to build a successful business from someone who has spent years building a business? So remember, your business is not built in a single day. It takes a concentrated effort over time. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to take forever, but there are no quick fixes. There are no short cuts to success. There just aren't. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Lee Iacocca, some of these business CEOs and owners, they struggled a lot until they became household names. Think of Michael Jordan. You didn't know who he was until he was, right? Charles Barkley, Larry Bird. These household names, they got that way because they worked a lot on their craft. They spent the hours that it was necessary. None of them were overnight successes. That's just not how it works. And I don't want you to think that because it's not an overnight success that you can't have some form of success over time. Sometimes it's simply getting a single customer or client when you need to pay rent. And so that's a success. So take the little steps, do the little things each day, because just like compound interest, they add up. Because I guarantee you that if you talk to some of the most prolific entrepreneurs of all time, some of the ones that I've already mentioned, not one of them is going to say that one thing led to their success. They're going to say that a lot of different things have led to their success. And so when you start putting it in context, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. For instance, if one of your goals is to get a beach body, right? You can't work out once every 6 months or a year and expect to get the type of body that you're looking for. Now, I'm not endorsing that. I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I'm simply saying that you can't work out once and expect it, or you can't invest a dollar into a bank account and never put another dollar back in it and expect it to grow. That's not how compound interest works. You need to do consistent, concerted effort towards your goals. So what does that mean? That means that you have to do things when you don't feel like doing them. That's the truth. The truth is there are moments that are going to be in your entrepreneurial career where you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You had a crappy day the day before, you went out drinking, and you made some choices that you were just in the moment and you made them. And you're not going to be successful if you sit back, relax, and take it easy the next day. Okay, so the next part of what you have to do is get up. There is a Navy SEAL commander who said, if you want to be successful, make your bed. So get your butt out of bed and start doing what it takes. Make your bed. Do the things that it's going to increase your likeliness of being successful. Now, I get fear, right? Because rejection sucks. That's just the truth. Rejection absolutely positively sucks. But if you frame it in a different perspective, if you think about it in a different way, it will help you change your perspective on rejection. And here's the difference of framing. The difference of framing is this. Rejection is not rejecting you. They are rejecting what you're offering. That's important. So either you're offering something incorrectly or you're not offering it right. There's two differences there. It's not just about offering it in one way, because the opposite of dark is not light. It's not dark. That blows some of your minds. But the truth is that when you're talking about something, there's either a reason why they don't want it or a reason why they don't value it enough to buy. In other words, you've presented an offer at the wrong time or the wrong place. For instance, as I've told you, I'm an attorney. Not everybody needs an attorney all of the time. You need an attorney at certain times, at certain intervals. And so sometimes when I present or when I'm talking with someone, the truth is that they're not interested, not because what I have to offer isn't valuable. It's just they're not ready for it. Another thing is cost, right? They wanted me to provide my services an 80% discount because somebody else was doing it. The problem with that is that I am not here to offer my services for the cheapest price. It's always a race to the bottom at that point. And that's a terrible way to do business, because here's the thing. I know my value. Which brings me to my next point. You need to know your value. There have been books and studies on entrepreneurs, and one of the things that you need to know as an entrepreneur is that part of what you do is to have a vision of what you're going to do. What does that mean? That means that anything that someone can do for cheaper than you, you should have them do. Now, in the beginning, starting a business, you will wear many hats. You will wear a marketing hat. You will wear an accounting hat. You will wear so many different hats. I don't want you to get bogged down in those details. I want you to think about them as a way to, so that when you get ready to hire somebody, that you are appreciating what they do. Once upon a time, I worked at McDonald's. Okay, when I was 16, I had a job and at fast food, and there's no shame in that. And I was wiping down tables, and I even got severely burned because of working at McDonald's. And I tell you that because it made me appreciate fast food workers a lot more. I've worked retail. I've worked a lot of different jobs. And when I interact with other people, I am a lot more patient, a lot more caring, a lot more kind with them, not because what they did, they mess up my orders. I go through McDonald's and I swear there should be a third drive-through window. First one to take your money, second one to give you your order, and your third one to get the items corrected. But at the end of the day, being human in business is important. So when you wear a lot of different hats as an entrepreneur, it's important that you appreciate when you get to the point that you can afford an accountant or you can afford marketing. Now, there's a couple of areas that you shouldn't scrimp on, and I'll give you two. One is your legal, and I know I'm biased, so I'm going to say that, but the truth is you should not scrimp on legal, because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure every time. If you don't want to end up in a lawsuit, if you don't want to end up in an unnecessary dispute, the important thing is to get it in writing. But here's the problem. You don't know what you don't know. That means that when I'm sitting there looking at a contract and I know that there's a provision that should go in that contract, you don't know that. And if you get something off the internet that gives you some boilerplate language, they don't know the law. All they can do is give you a contract and you don't even know if it's good or not. And having someone sign something that doesn't fit your needs only harms you, doesn't help you. Because in contract law, and we're going to talk a lot about this, the way it's construed goes against the drafter. So that means if you take it and you have someone sign it, and it was unfair, the other party can get out of the contract. And the other thing is accounting. That is another absolute that you need to have, is a good accountant and a good bookkeeper, like money-wise. Those are all two specialized fields that will give you what you need in order to be successful. Because marketing, you can be your best marketer. For heaven's sakes, you can go to YouTube and start doing videos to market your videos, and you can post those on your personal Facebook timeline. And you can do all of these things that will help you to build your business that don't cost anything. I strongly recommend Think Media's YouTube channel, because Sean Cannell is amazing. He will help you to build your YouTube channel, to build your business. And he has a Video Ranking Academy, which is amazing. That's something that you can do later, but just simply getting your message out there is as important of marketing as picking a logo or picking a font. So many people get stuck in the picking a font that they never actually get started on the business. And I got to tell you, that is one of the things that is going to destroy you or not make you successful, is procrastination. Everybody has it. It's nothing new. You're not special. Everybody wants to procrastinate. Oh, I have to wait till I do it perfectly. And I'll give you a great example. I've spent hours working on getting my video set up correct and my podcast set up correct, just so that I could have a great first impression. And don't get me wrong, first impressions are important. I'm not suggesting that you should throw caution in the wind and not provide a good production value if you can. But guess what? I'll take crappier production value and high value than I will having great production value and no value, or low value, or hollow value. I've been on so many webinars where all it is one big long sales pitch. And it gets annoying, because you're like, seriously? I came on here to learn. I came on here to gain knowledge. I came on here to read. And you're you're giving me a sales pitch. What the freak? Right? That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm sitting there going. I didn't come here to get a sales pitch. Now, I get you're going to be there to offer me a product, but if you don't give me value for my time, right? Your time has value. And that means that you need to protect your time, because that's the one thing you can't get more of. You can get more money. You can sell more products. You can sell more service, but you can't get more time. And that's why it's so valuable as an entrepreneur that you use that accordingly. Don't give up your time for something that someone else that could do it for less expensive and or better. One of the theories that I heard was, as CEO, you need to think about your time as worth $1,000. Yeah, I said it. $1,000. You're like, I'm not getting paid $1,000. You're right. You're not. But if somebody else can do what you can do for less than $1,000, then you should have them do it. You should be in charge. That brings me to my next point. Starting, a lot of people go from a job to an entrepreneurship, to owning their own business. And the number one reason, I want you to pay really close attention to this. This is going to make or break you. If you never hear from me again, and this is where we're at, fine, so be it. But this is, I need you to pay attention to this part. The number one reason why entrepreneurs fail is because they don't change their mindset. Do you understand what I mean by that? You are still considered an employee in your mind. I'm not talking about on paper, you could be the CEO of everything. But if you don't change your mind from taking orders like an employee to giving orders and making decisions as an entrepreneur, then you will fail. That's it. Everything else are details. But the big picture here is this. I worked with someone not long ago. She was starting her own business. And I was happy to help her. And the problem was she wanted to charge what she was getting paid somewhere else to run an agency. Here's the problem. That doesn't cover expenses. That doesn't actually cover her time. She ended up going out of business, right? She needed to be charging 3 and 4 times what she had originally charged. I advise people. I don't tell them what to do. I don't say this is what you absolutely have to do. I give you the pros and the cons. I tell you what I would do, and then you do make your own decision. That's what a good advisor should do. There are certain absolutes that I can't control, but my overall point with that is that I tried to counsel her to increase her prices in order to cover her expenses, to market for herself, to pay for things, taxes, 20, 25%, and you need to pay for those. So that's why this is so important, is because if you don't change your mindset from being an employee where you get an hourly wage, where you're getting told what to do, and you only have to show up from 9 to 5, right? If you don't shift your mindset to one of an owner, of a visionary, of someone who has an idea and wants to make the world better with that idea, remember, starting with the end in mind, right? And we're not talking necessarily, we're talking your world, but everyone else's world. Entrepreneurship is a great opportunity to solve problems. But if you don't shift your mindset to solve those problems, if you're still looking at being an order taker, I had a boss one time that he sat me down and we were looking at a promotion. He said, do you want to be an order taker or do you want to do something? Do you want to be a creator? Do you want to build something? And I've always thought about that, because so many jobs, all you are is an order taker. I'm not dissing it, okay? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that being an order taker is a bad thing. I'm simply suggesting that as an entrepreneur, being an order taker is the death knell. It's the thing that's going to kill your business. Because when that potential client asked me for an 80% discount, I could easily say no. My time is worth more. When your time is worth it, you don't take the jobs that you're going to end up regretting. Because somebody will always be available for doing it cheaper, but you shouldn't let that devalue your time. You shouldn't let that change your mind about how you should charge someone. You need to be confident in what you do to the point that nothing can detract you from your mission. Now, what do I mean that? There's going to be people that are going to be naysayers. There are going to be people that are going to tell you it can't be done. There are going to be people that are going to tell you that that it's already been done, right? That who needs another plumber? Or who needs another fill in the blank? Who needs another social media marketing agency? But here's the difference, though. And this is why this is important. I want you to, whenever you doubt yourself, whenever you doubt your entrepreneurial mission, I want you to go to the store. I don't care where. Ralph, Vaughn's, Walmart, or Target. It doesn't matter where. And I want you to look at the bread aisle. I want you to take a moment and look at the bread aisle. Okay, and you're going to be like, what? How many different kinds of bread are there? There are a ton of different kinds of bread. There are a ton of different types of sourdough, of pumpernickel, of wheat, of white, of buttermilk, of anything. There are so many different kinds of bread. And yet they all stay in business. They all get bought. So when you second guess yourself, when you doubt yourself, think of the bread aisle. Not everybody likes sourdough. Not everybody likes pumpernickel. Not everybody likes wheat or 12 grain or white. Be whatever kind of proverbial bread that you're going to be, but be the best that you can be. I've often thought about what I want my children to be. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care what they are. I care that they're happy and I care that they're making good choices. And I want them to be the best at whatever they choose. So if they work at McDonald's, great. Be the best fry cook in the world. I don't care. Be the best version of yourself. And so as an entrepreneur, those are the things that you have to think about, right? You need to think about being the best version of yourself for your business. Because here's the thing. No one else, I repeat, no one else can touch and affect the lives of those who you interact with like you can. You are unique. You are special. You can reach people because they will like your kind of sourdough better than they will like someone else's version of sourdough. So whenever you doubt yourself, think about your end goal. If you truly are going to trying to provide for your family or try to build yourself a nest egg, it's important that you keep those things in mind. The easiest thing is to just put your head down and plow through. And some days that's what's required. You're going to have to do that. But then there are other days where you really need to take a moment, look up and look at all you've accomplished. Look at the people's lives that you've helped or the products that you've sold that have helped others to build a stronger and better life. Look at bread makers. They helped someone not be hungry. That's a pretty decent sized thing, right? A plumber. I like clean pipes. I don't like floods. Not many years ago, we had a flood where the braided line under our sink burst. And it flooded. It was a high-pressured line. And of course, it was the hot line. And so here I am, and I had to get underneath the sink. And I literally had to push. The water is spraying in my face and it's hurting me because it's stinging. It's such high pressure. And I'm just trying to get my hand in there to get it to turn off and I can't. And I'm just getting soaked from top to bottom. I'm just drenched. And I'm pushing with all my might to get in there to get to the water because obviously we have stuff below the sink. And I get there and at first I can't get a grip on it because the water is just spraying me and it hurts and it's hot. And of course it couldn't be the cold, no. And so I'm pushing and I'm pulling and I'm trying to dislodge because of course the knob that was required to turn it down or turn it off was stuck. And I had to muster every strength I possibly could to turn that stupid water off. And there are going to be days like that where you are just getting pounded and the water is just spraying you in the face and you have no choice but to keep going. because you need to get that water turned off. You need to make that next sale, or you need to make that contact with that person. So there are going to be days like that, but then there are going to be other days where you get to take a lunch and you get to go and spend it with your significant other or your children or at the beach or wherever you want to be. Being an entrepreneur is flexible, but you still have to put in the time and the commitment. There's never been a better time. I know we are currently in the middle of a pandemic, and some people are like, oh, now you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. But here's the problem with that. Life has to go on. And right now, the barrier to entry to being an entrepreneur is lower than it's ever been in history. There are more online resources and more people willing to work with you than ever before. So take this opportunity. People are home. It's a little more casual. It's a little more relaxed. People are showing up on camera and are making good connections via Zoom, Skype, phone calls. Take these opportunities when they come, because your success comes not in the times of easy. Everybody's doing that. Look at the dot-com bust, right? Everybody was hopping on that bandwagon like nobody's business. And that created a huge bubble. Look at the credit market and the real estate market. Everybody was hopping on when it was all rosy. But people literally made millions of dollars when it was down, when it was a bear market instead of a bull market. So I challenge you to look at this life, this who you are as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, as an opportunity to build something that will last. And as you shift that mindset from an employee or order taker, you will have success. I want you to have confidence that you can have the life of your dreams. Whatever that may be, I want you to think about that. There's a lot of people out there that'll tell you all the reasons why you can't or shouldn't do something. And sometimes they have valid points. Sometimes telling is the best answer. But sometimes they're telling you no is just their fear for themselves. It's not meant to be your fear. Don't let others dictate what you're afraid of or what you should and shouldn't do. I hope that we've had a great time today. I hope I've spoke to you. I hope that you've heard me and that you can do this. You can be a successful entrepreneur. Mine. I look forward to talking with you more and helping you with building your business. In the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to go to my website, thinklegal.law, and we will talk to you later.